Joining us now is the great Daniel Pipes, president of the Middle East Forum. Daniel, great to talk to you, sir.
Good afternoon, Steve.
I want to talk about something first. You wrote a piece the other day in the Washington Times, which they labeled Turkey's unimportant election. And since that piece, we have had the Turkish elections, and they have turned out the way you had hoped, I believe, if I'm reading the article correctly, that they would turn out, with the HDP party, the Kurdish-oriented People's Democratic Party, picking up significant gains in parliament, and I would hope severely limiting the power of the Turkish president, who would love to make it into another Islamic state.
Well, that's the conventional reading, that the parliamentary defeat, the fact that the president, the head of the AKP party, who's been in power for now 13 years, didn't do so well, is a big blow for him. But my reading is different. My reading is that he ignores the rules. He has been president, which is more or less a symbolic position, for almost a year now. He has been engaged in politics. He ignores court rulings. He brings court cases against his critics. He puts people in jail, and so on and so on. So he is already on his way to being tyrant.
Are we talking about Obama or the president of Turkey?
So I don't see that his not doing well in these parliamentary elections, because my expectation is that parliament won't be all that important as this man becomes ever more tyrannical. So I draw the analogy that, you know, it's not very important what happens in the Turkish parliament, just as not very important what happens, say, in the Iranian parliament. You know, there's a strong man, and he's getting stronger all the time.
Well, I'm glad you...
Hope I'm wrong.
Yeah, I was going to say, I hope you're wrong, too, because... But it certainly is a clear message, at least from the people. Is it not that they don't want to go? They don't want Sharia law. They don't want an Islamic state. They don't want to, you know, have that kind of religious intolerance.
You know, the interesting thing is that although when Erdogan came to office in 2003, and virtually all analysts, we are focused on the Islamist part, but although it's still there, the real focus now is on tyranny. And the 10% that he lost since the last election, he got 50 last time, 40 this time, is probably mostly from Islamists, from people who like what he has to say but don't like his tyrannical ways. So the real issue is his personality, his outrageousness, and his despotism, rather than the precise goals that he has in mind.
Interesting. All right. And Daniel, this is a question that can't be answered in the 2 or 2 minutes that we have left, but nonetheless, I will ask it. The ISIS attacks on the West, you know, down in Texas, the planned attacks in Boston and against Pam Geller, et cetera. You know, I'm sure you'll say this is just the beginning and the tip of the iceberg. What can we do to combat it, or is it something we're going to have to live with?
Harder. In the old days, think of 9/11, you had great international plots with money moving and orders being given from Afghanistan and so forth. There was something that could be disrupted, and in fact has been disrupted. These kind of plots are no longer effective because law enforcement and intelligence agencies are stopping them. Instead, what we have is the new model. That was Al-Qaeda model. Now we have the ISIS model, which is simple exhortation. Now, on the negative side, that means that anyone can pick up a knife or an SUV and go attack people. On the positive side, it means you're not going to have large, elaborate, and as dangerous attacks as you used to have, because it's basically one person with a car, a knife, or a rifle.
That's true. And very briefly here, we've heard so much about U.S. pilots not being able to drop the bombs that they set out to drop because a civilian might get hurt. Has Obama effectively signed off on declaring human shield tactics as an effective defense against the United States?
Well, this has been a problem for American leaders for a long time, not just Obama. You know, there's a great American revulsion against the idea. And so we have always been mixing the combination of lethal tactics and humanitarian concerns, and those are often a difficult combination,
right,
to sustain in any kind of coherent way. It's not something new with Obama.
All right. Daniel Pipes, great to talk to you, sir. Check out the Middle East Forum. The website is what?
form, as in me form.
Okay.
Middle East form.
Gotcha. Thank you very much, Daniel Pipes. When we come back,